Apple has some new iPhones, you may have heard. They're very expensive. And who would like a new iPhone more than your average 20-year-old, right? Well, I went over to the campus of the University of Southern California to find out. That's in Los Angeles. To my surprise, I interviewed 13 students. How many of them do you think actually wanted a new iPhone? The answer would be, well, have a listen.
So I have the iPhone 10, and so nothing new really excited me.
I mean, I like my phone. It has a nice camera. I don't really feel like anything's missing.
All I knew is it's a bigger screen, really. So yeah, I'm going to stick with mine for a while.
I think it's way too expensive. I too have small pockets, and it's very upsetting when my phone can't fit into my pockets. They should be more conscientious of that. I also have small hands, so I like to have a smaller phone.
Personally, I see no point in upgrading. It seems very similar.
I mean, they all sound pretty similar to the X. I don't think I'm going to upgrade. I can't give up my home button.
I also don't think I'm going to upgrade. I don't really like how the X is. I don't want to put my face. I want my password. I want my home button. And I don't really want to learn how to reuse the whole iPhone.
Yeah, women's jeans, the pockets are so small. If the phone's super big, there's no way that's going to fit. I don't know if that's like intentionally sexist, though.
I think that a lot of the upgrades were kind of to be expected, so nothing really shocked me or interested me.
So I currently have the iPhone 7, and I'm really excited about the XR because I've heard it has really great color features with the camera, first of all, and it has portrait mode, which I have been using on friend of mine's iPhone X's. Seems like it's going to be a really great investment.
I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show on Apple and Google Podcasts. Please favorite the show on Stitcher, which helps more people find the show. And as always, thanks everyone for listening.